Shalom, today's daf yomi is Moikotan daf chaf aleph, Moikotan 21. And on chaf aleph from a base at the very top of the page, the Gemara is discussing the laws of a mourner. We know that a mourner is prohibited to do any work, and this is learned out earlier in our Gemara from a verse from Amos, Vafachti chagichem le'evil, I will turn your holidays into mourning. And just like a holiday is prohibited to do any work, so too a mourner is prohibited to do work. However, the main reason is so that a mourner does not have hesach hadas, that a mourner does not depart from his main preoccupation during this week, which is his main occupation, which is to mourn. And therefore, if he's going to be work, he's going to forget that he's supposed to be a mourner. So the Gemara brings a braisa that clarifies the laws of a mourner with respect to work. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa, Avel Shlosha Yamam Rishonim, the first 3 days of his mourning, Aser Bimalacha, the first 3 days of his mourning, he's prohibited to do work. Vafil Ani HaMasparnes Menat Staka, and even a poor person who gets money from charity, meaning to say that he needs to work so that he, if he doesn't work, he's going to have to get money from charity. Nevertheless, during this period, he's not going to be allowed to work. He has to be supported by charity. That's how the Meiri explains it. Mikam Ve'elach, from that point on, on all the other days of the mourning, if he's so poor that if he doesn't work, he's not going to have enough to eat, then he's allowed to work. Oseh b'tzina b'toch b'iso. He's allowed to work in a discreet manner inside his home, because that's not going to be to be considered like he's working. And so therefore, that the sages didn't prohibit. However, all other mourners are going to be prohibited to work for the entire 7 days. V'aisha, and a woman who's a mourner, tava b'pelach, she's allowed to spin the loom for in order to make a living discreetly inside her house. So the Gemara now brings a brisa that clarifies some of the laws of mourning. Tana Rabbanan, Avel, a mourner, Shlosha Yamim Harishonim, the first 3 days of his mourning, Eino Holech Ubeis HaEvel, he's not allowed to go to another mourner's home. And Mikam Ve'elach, from that point on, Holech, he's from that point on, during the rest of the days of his mourning, he's allowed to go to another mourner's home in order to comfort him. Ve'eno yoshev b'mkom ha-menachmim, el b'mkom ha-mesnachmim. But nevertheless, he doesn't sit where those who are comforting sit, but he sits close to where the mourners there who are sitting. Now the Gemara moves into the discussion of a mourner and she'ela shalom, and greeting, meaning to say, are you allowed to say shalom or greet to a mourner, or to respond with a greeting? Earlier on Tesvav and Amud Aleph, we learned on 15a from the fact that God said to Ezekiel during his mourning in chapter 24, in verse 17, Hey Anek Dom, meaning to say, observe the laws of mourning and be quiet and don't greet anybody. So we see from here the Gemara is going to discuss the laws of a mourner with respect to greeting. Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shlosha Yamim Rishonim, a mourner, the first 3 days of their mourning, Aser B'She'ela Shalom. They're not allowed, it's prohibited to have She'ela Shalom. It's prohibited for him to greet others, and it's also prohibited for him to respond to others with shalom. Mishlosh v'ad shiva, from 3 to 7 days, meshiv ve'inu shalom. From 3 to 7 days, he's allowed to respond to others who greet him, and he's allowed to respond to them with a greeting. Ve'inu shalom, but he's not allowed to initiate it by greeting other people. Mikam va'elach, from that point on, shalom meshiv kedarko. He's allowed to respond in the normal manner. And the braisa taught Shlosha Yamim Harishonim Aser B'She'ela Shalom, that the first 3 days he's prohibited to do She'ela Shalom, he's prohibited to greet others. So the Gemara questions this, well, how can the braisa say that you're not, that a mourner is prohibited in She'ela Shalom the first 3 days of their mourning? Vatanya Maisu Mesu Banav Shal Rabbi Akiva. We have a braisa that one time the children of Rabbi Akiva died. Nechnesu Kol Yisrael V'Yispidum Hesput Gadol. All of Israel entered and made a tremendous eulogy for Rabbi Akiva's children. B'Shas B'Tirasan, when the people left, Amar Rabbi Akiva al Safsal Gadol v'Amar. Rabbi Akiva stood on the bench there, and he said, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimu Afilu Shnei Banam Chasanim Menuchem Hu. b'shvil kavod she'asitem. He said, even if my two sons were married, I would still be comforted because of the great comfort and honor that you did. And for sure, I'm comforted because my children were not married. I'm for sure comforted. Ve'im b'shvil Akiva batem. And if you've come before Akiva, hare kama Akiva b'shuk. There are so many Akivas in the shuk. Ella, for sure, why are you comforting? Why are you coming here to comfort me? Kach amartem. This is what you said. Torah selokav belibo. The Torah of God is in his heart. V'kol shekein sheschachem kaful. And for sure, your reward is double since you came for Torah. And since you've comforted me, l'chu levatechem b'shalom. Go to your house in peace. But we see from this that Rabbi Akiva greeted them because he says, l'chu levatechem l'shalom, go in peace to your home. And so this is proof that a mourner is allowed to greet other people. So the Gemara answers, Kvod Rabim Shani. No, this is different because Rabbi Akiva did this to honor the masses, the majority of the people. And so therefore, for this, in this manner, you're allowed to greet everybody in that manner. But generally speaking, one should not do it.